Hey everyone, this is Joel, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, where we're changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody. We've got another great story for you today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We've got Joel Hernandez with us today, and Joel is a wildly talented singer-songwriter and a badass guitarist. So you guys know that I'm all about that guitar, so I'm really looking forward to having Joel here, and we're going to jam out one of his tracks in a little bit. But first, let's do a little business. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check that often for more artist stories like the one here you're going to hear with Joel Hernandez. We've had Ashley J on. Who have we had on recently? Robert Coach. We've had Foxfire's Clever Girls, Jesse Daniel. We've had tons of great artists on here over the past few years, so you definitely want to go. If you're looking for the good music, the music that you just can't find on corporate media, this is where you want to be, the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Also, if you like what you're hearing, number one, share it. Okay, click that little share button. All the podcasts have a little share thing, all your social media stuff, because if you like Joel Hernandez, chances are your friends are going to dig it too, and this is how we promote music in 2018, okay? It's the grassroots, it's the fans getting out there and saying, you got to hear this guy, he's freaking awesome. So share it around. Number two, the other way you can help us out is we got a cool little store up there, so hit the little link to our store in the right-hand corner of the website there. Pick yourself up a cool t-shirt, hoodie, tote, coffee mug, whatever. They've got a bunch of cool stuff there. Check that all out, and we really appreciate that. So you can find all that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Okay, we have the prodigiously gifted singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Joel Hernandez. Joel, you're 20 years old?
21 now. Turned 21 like 2 months ago.
Okay, cool. All right. A young dude who's just tearing it up. Great singer, songwriter, and guitar player. I mean, you guys are really going to dig this. You guys who are with me on the rock and roll stuff are really going to love the guitar work here. So, Joel, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Waco. This is I go to college up here at Baylor, so I'm in Waco, Texas right now, sitting in my living room in the apartment.
Nice. And what are you studying at in college?
Political science and public relations. So getting ready to wrap that up next year is going to be my senior year.
Okay, cool. All right. And you feel that's preparing you for your career as a big time rock star?
I mean, I think the public relations part of it just might. I realized I was getting a little more into music. I was like, you know what? Let me pick up a minor. Public relations sounds like something I might need to know if this works out.
Very good. Smart guy. If you guys do a little search on YouTube, you can find videos of Joel playing. Like, there's a show of you doing, like, when you're like 16. On there.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know it's there or not, but
we got some old videos up there in the depths of YouTube. We got ones from when I was in my first ever cover band when I was like 12 years old. We got some of those sitting out there.
So you've been playing guitar a long time. How did you get you've come from a musical family, so was it just like natural thing? You just picked up a guitar laying around or something?
I wish it was that way. Okay. It'd be a much cooler story. So my grandpa had tried to get me to start playing the guitar when I was like 9 years old, and I started crying because I couldn't, play any of the chords because my hands were so weak and small. Yeah. And then like 3-4 years later, I was in the fifth grade, and everybody in the fifth grade at my school either played the recorder or learned how to play the guitar. You had to do that in music class. So I was like, you know what? I'll finally learn how to play the guitar. And I just loved it. I took to it really, really quick, and I just loved it. Fell in love with the guitar. And then so that was when I was like 11 years old, I want to say. So I've been playing since then.
You know, that's a thing I have, because I taught guitar lessons for many, many years, and people would bring these very young kids, and I was, and I kind of knew like where it was going to go, because there's that age, you just can't press, you know, not everybody is like Derek Trucks or one of those guys. They're just not going to, you know what I mean? It takes, sometimes you just need to get past that point where the hand just gets strong enough. Then all of a sudden it's not such a hurdle. So you wait a couple of years and boom goes the dynamite. You can actually, I can actually do this thing.
Absolutely.
So that sounds very like a very familiar story. So you got into, what kind of stuff were you, when you first started learning to play, that you were trying to learn, or what music was sort of inspiring you at the time?
Well, in the class that we were doing, we were learning things like how to play the Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and Amazing Grace. But then I was like, I'm tired of like playing the same two songs every week. And that was around the time when Guitar Hero was so big. So I would go and try to learn all the little songs on that were on that game that I really liked.
What were some of the ones you really liked?
I was a young kid trying to learn how to play guitar, so of course I wanted to learn how to play Freebird. I remember trying to figure that one out and, you know, diving into more Lynyrd Skynyrd from there when I first started learning. Decided I was going to try to figure out some Metallica songs when I was first picking up the guitar because they were always on Guitar Hero.
I gotcha. So at some point, you start to break out, and it does become more serious. You start playing in front of people. You start playing on stage and stuff like that. What was your first gig?
My first official gig, like with my own band, I think was at some family function. It was like an anniversary for my grandparents or something like that at a VFW hall in my hometown. And me and my other 11, 12-year-old buddies were played like 10 songs.
That
was the first thing that we ever did.
What kind of stuff did you guys play?
I remember it was a lot of punk rock kind of stuff because, you know, we were young. Like the first song that we learned was All the Small Things by Blink-182, and then we were playing some Green Day. And then once we got like four or five of those types of songs under our belt, we moved into like learning some 80s rock, like Hold On Loosely by 38 Special and Eye of the Tiger. And learning those songs.
You're a very accomplished lead guitar player, like play guitar solos on electric guitar and stuff. Who were some of your heroes or guys you feel like inspired your style?
Oh, man. I wouldn't necessarily say like when I write the solos, I'm like thinking of this specific guitarist. But like heroes that I have are like John Mayer, of course. Yeah, like just I could listen to him play solos for at least 2 hours just on end, of course, of Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, that those bends that he does, like the three in a row that just keeps going higher and higher. You don't know how he does it.
That,
oh man, I love those. And then, you know, of course, Prince is an amazing guitarist. Like specifically when I think of Prince and like trying to think of things I might want to throw into my solos, I think of that solo that he killed on While My Guitar Gently Weeps, did that with Tom Petty.
So at some point you start writing songs
and
you start taking off and started doing this solo thing. When did you sort of break into that part of it?
Well, this album is really my first real foray into writing songs. I did a little EP when I was 13 years old. It wasn't really me writing songs. It was me just kind of like approving songs. But this was the first time that I really sat down and ever wrote songs. It had been a thing that I avoided for so long. Like when I was about 17 years old, I pretty much stopped playing music completely for about 2 years because I decided, you know what, I'm going to go to college. I need to just not do music. Everyone thinks they're going to make it in music. And about a year later, I just couldn't live without it anymore. So I was like, I got to pick it back up. And, you know, a lot of things relationship-wise that happened in my life. So I was like, I want to write music now too. Yeah. Might as well try it. And, you know,
really
work out.
These are the first batch of songs you wrote?
Because they're
pretty freaking good, dude. I mean, I listen to a lot of music. I'm a lot older than you, and I was like, so good. So speaking of so good, we're gonna jam out a track, and I'm gonna come back. I want to talk a little bit more about the record, and how you did it, and who you worked with, and stuff like that. But let's crank up So Young right now, okay?
This is a
track off your album, Seasons Change. That's the name of it.
Yes, sir.
Seasons Change. Joel Hernandez, So Young on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
all gotta grow up sometime. Can't help but looking back at all the times we had, and I just smile and say,
okay, that is a great tune, and I want to tell the audience that, like, I've perused most of the album, and every song is very well put together.
Thank you.
So who did you work with on this album? The production is out of sight.
So pretty much everything on this album, from co-writing to producing and mixing the album, was Rodney Alejandro. I've been working with him since I was 13 years old, on and off. He's a Grammy nominated producer. He's worked with Stevie Wonder and The Script, and oh man, he's just done so much. And I had the good fortune of getting in contact with him when I was 13 through one of the weirdest occasions. So my cover band, when I was like 13 years old, didn't have a keyboard player yet, and we were playing a lot of 80s rock, so we were looking for someone to get us keyboard tracks. And we just happened to know this guy in town who knew another guy who had a son who was playing music in Vegas, who got one of his keyboardists to lay down some keyboard tracks for us so that we could start playing with those. And it happened to be Rodney. And he heard about me and then came into town to see one of my shows when he happened to be in Texas and wanted to start working with me. And we've been keeping in touch ever since then. And we both happened to be at a time in our lives and we were able to work together again at the end of my freshman year of college and put together this album.
Well, it sounds absolutely fantastic. I know that you're in college right now, you know, working hard to, you know, get your degree. But in terms of music, what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you?
Well, we're trying to get a good set of gigs out for the summer, and then we're hoping to get some bigger shows out in November, October, December area, try to get into some small festivals by this time next year.
Cool.
And then just keep building the live brand from there, because I mean that's really the way you got to do it now.
Are you one of these like songwriter who's like constantly coming up with like little ideas? Are you always writing?
Not necessarily always writing, but always noodling around, yeah. I guess, with some certain ideas. Like, I'll just sit down one day, start messing with the guitar, and then, you know, come up with a riff and be like, this sounds really good. I might want to come back to this, you know, in a couple of weeks, pull out my phone and, you know, record that line so that I don't forget it. And then maybe a couple of weeks later, write down, you know, a verse or two and just keep, you know, working on those.
At what point do you send them off to? What's his name? Your producer again. What's his name again?
Rodney.
At what point do you like send it? Do you like send it off to say, Rodney, I'm working on this. You know, can you fill in the gaps?
Well, the things that I've been working on for the last couple of months, I haven't really sent to him. But okay. Like when we were writing the album, mm-hmm. How that went was really we locked ourselves in a room.
Oh, you worked together physically
about,
together.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, for about a week at a time. We spent about 2.5 weeks writing, and I would go up and visit him for like a week, and we would just lock ourselves in, you know, a little room and start writing and cutting demos. Cool. And then we do it again for another week straight about a month later. Yeah. And then, you know, there were a couple of times where we didn't have the song completely finished, so we would like, you know, message each other back and forth, little audio clip ideas. Okay. So yeah,
I like it. Very 21st century. Okay, why don't you go ahead before we get out of here and plug like your website and stuff so people can find you on the internet and keep up with everything you have going on.
Absolutely. You can find me on www.joelhernandez.com, JOEL, and you can find me on all social medias. I think you can find that through my website, but the most important ones, of course, Twitter @JoelHernandez. And then Instagram _JOLHDZ _.
Awesome. All right, guys. That is the story. The story so far, the beginning, because this is, you know, your first, his first record of Joel's launch into the wild and wonderful world of music. We love all the influences, my friend, the blues, the rock, you know, the
The
Latin sound. I mean, you got like a great mix of stuff, and I'm just blown away by those songs. I mean, the songwriting, you know, it's great to, you know, a lot of times you would hear songwriting like that, you know, and you know it, the production is a little more homogenized, whereas you, because of your passion for the guitar, you and your producer were smart and allow that to come through, because what it does is it sets you apart from like all the other sort of like singer songwriters out there who are very good. You know, this is kind of like your sort of like you know, kind of like rings the bell and say, hey, wait a minute, this is a little different, you might want to check it out. So I hope that you keep doing that. All right.
Oh man, I hope to keep doing it too. I hope this album gets good enough for me to be able to do another one, man.
good. I love it. Okay, hang on. I need to do a little business with you after we wrap up. So give me a second here. We'll wrap up the podcast, and we got to do a cool thing. Okay. All right, guys. Joel Hernandez, and you can go to joelhernandez.com, and there's all the jumping off points there for all the social media and stuff like that. And if you do a little digging on YouTube, you can find some vintage Joel Hernandez rocking out some cover tunes and stuff like that. Very good. Very good stuff. So check it all out at joelhernandez.com. Guys, you've been listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, please hit that share button. Share it around. Sharing is caring. Sharing is how we promote these great artists here in the 21st century. This is the wild and wonderful, wild, wild west, if you will, of the music business, and this is how it's getting done. So share it around. Let the people know what an awesome singer-songwriter, guitar player Joel is. I mean, I got a lot of guitar friends out there. I know you guys are looking for great guitar music, and I know you had to be turned on by what you just heard. So share it around. We really appreciate it. And you can find that all at Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. Well, I forgot to mention real quick, every Monday night we do our live Facebook podcast, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, with my co-host Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. It's a lot of fun. We pick an interesting topic and we spar around, and there's a lot of joking and drinking and some naughty little jokes that sometimes get told, so you definitely don't want to miss that. You can find out more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Guys, it's been a great time. I'm so happy to have met Joel and to hear that he's sharing his music, and I'm so excited that great guitar-driven pop, if you will, is being produced, and the guitar is getting its due through young guys putting out great music like Joel. So you can please, like I said, one more time, please share the podcast. All right, guys, we've whittled away yet another podcast time. We appreciate you guys hanging out. It's been a lot of fun, and I will catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.